This is Rick Lingle, Editor-in-Chief with the Food and Beverage Packaging Podcast. This episode is part of a four-part series with Chad Donick. Chad is R&D Development Packaging Scientist and was involved with the repackaging development for Hormel Party Trays. Chad explains the efficiencies and the sustainability gains of this particular project.
Well, our deli party tray redesign really started from some marketing research that was done. We found out that our consumers really wanted to see what was in our party trays versus being covered up by a label and with nice photo shots. So what they demanded was they wanted to see more of those meats, cheeses, crackers in each one of those trays. To really see the quality that they were purchasing. So what we did after receiving that feedback was we set up a cross-functional team to review what we were currently doing. It was a round party tray with a raised dome. Just kind of the products were placed in there, not really any compartments for it, not really a good way to separate or lay out for the presentation for the customers once they brought it home. So we reviewed all of that, and what we came up with was we moved to more of a square party tray that had individual compartments for the meats, cheeses, and crackers to really separate that and show that definition and quality. Because they wanted to see more of the product, we had to reduce that label size and the amount of graphics that we were putting on that. So what we did was we designed a cavity into the lid where we were able to snap a paperboard label into that cavity to present our graphics. By only using that small oval in the center for graphics, you were able to see 360 degrees all around the tray and each of the products that are placed into there. By coming up with this design, we also incorporated some features into that tray so that we wouldn't have to continue to use the overwrap on that tray, which was also kind of hindering being able to see into that package. So what we did was we came up with a square tray. We eliminated that overwrap. By eliminating that overwrap, took away 100,000 pounds of shrink wrap. By going to the square tray, we were able to improve the amount of scrap that was coming off our supplier's line by when they form and stamp out those parts. There wasn't as much of a skeleton there to regrind. So we're able to save quite a bit of material there. We're also, by going to the square tray versus the round, we're able to improve our case efficiencies because trays fit into the cases much better. By optimizing that case size, we're able to take 174,000 pounds of corrugate out of that product line. By also making the shipping case smaller, we were able to get three extra cases per pallet to improve our shipping efficiencies, which eliminated about 71 truckloads of party trays on the road every year.
You mentioned about getting that feedback that kind of set the whole thing in motion. Was that from consumers or was that from retailers? What was the source for that?
It was from consumers and focus groups that were conducted by our marketing team.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like in this instance you pretty much reinvented the whole package.
Correct. We took the feedback very seriously from our customers on what they wanted, and then we optimized our line around that.
Mm-hmm. Any feedback that you gotten since you changed it from either the consumers or the retailers?
Very, very positive feedback. Everybody likes the new design. We haven't really heard any negative comments. It fits much better in our retailers' case also, so we've had some positive comments there.
Mm-hmm. It seems like just the simple change from going to roundish to squarish brought about some pretty dramatic savings. Is that a shape that you'd like to apply across some other products as well?
I think so, and that's something, one of the learnings that we took away from this and need to keep in mind as we design future products. The round is just fairly inefficient. It looks sharp, but it's just inefficient from a manufacturing side for the amount of scrap that you have to take versus a square, which really optimizes the sheet and the supplier's equipment.
Mm-hmm. What was the biggest challenge within this repackaging effort?
It was really around the labeling portion of it to really get that paperboard label inset there. There's a fine line between being able to thermoform those undercuts into that label to hold it in place versus not having enough support there to hold it and having that label fall into the bottom tray and not display as nicely as it could.
How does your the staff and your associates know when it's time to move on and focus on another package or when it's time to revisit an existing package to improve it?
Boy, that's a tough question. We're constantly looking to improve. I think we learn from other applications as we work on tray products. Maybe it's something that we can incorporate into completes, or it's something that we can incorporate into party trays. It's really an ongoing battle. I don't think we can ever say that we're going to stop looking at a product line. It might be time to expand and bring other product lines in to evaluate at the same time. But we're never just going to set one aside and stop looking at it.